The dialect of Borrowby, Yorkshire, Mr. Jack Kitson, a retired farmer aged 80, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 15th of April 1955.
It'll be 25 years then. That front failed up, and yon two pieces down our cell. Good air, real grand stuff it was. And I had clover cut, well, I got clover laid. It was down against tell side, and I got it laid, swept it into the stock. Well, that was all right. And it got one ear up the clover stock, and it took what air it was a cook, that it didn't tuck away, it out there, because it was no good. Yeah. Well, then, at back end, I cooked my second crop of clover. I cooked it at Friday. I thought, no, I'll cook it at Friday, and then I'll turn it a Saturday, and then it'll be ready for getting the Monday. It come a flood again at Sunday night and washed lot into the edge, and that was worse. Oh, we've had some good seasons. 20 years in. I'd have had the 20 or 21, I didn't know whether. But Master Harbison come here, and we've had some good seasons since he come. And we've had some bad ones. I believe it's 21 years this mad air since he come here. And he just had one horse, and I just had one. And he had, let's say, the 7. And 6, and 4, and 5, and 3, and 3. How many is that?
Yeah, I wasn't counting.
No, there's 7, and 6, and 4, and 3, and 5, and 3. I had 5 and 3 and a half, that's 8, and an odd one. And we just had one grass cutter and 2 horses, and we cut all that lot, it Harbison and me, and his missus and Louis, and we got it.
Aye.
And we led it, we were selling.
Haymaking's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, everything's changed a lot. God bless my life, when I was 14 years old, went to place. I went to my grandfather's. And I had £5 for the year. Aye. And when I was horseman, I used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for the cut grass. Cut while it was cool. And it wasn't dead, was it? Didn't nobody work off the top. I didn't remember him cutting all on it, but I remember my dad mine hours. I remember him mine hours. Because I take his lewins down and he says, no, get out, tuck out of that side with him, and I'll shout out a more. But of course, I was not just a bit of a lad, you know. He was not just telling him how to go on. Aye.
And was he a good mower?
Aye, he was a good mower. But man's biggest part of mine is having your scythe sharp. If you can sharp your scythe, you're all right. And I did like to mow. I did like a bit of mowing, myself.